Hello, angels. It is me, Willow, and I think we are on part 11. I think so. Yeah, last one was 10. If you haven't heard the previous parts, I strongly suggest that you go and listen to them, because this is an incredibly difficult piece of literature to follow on its own, and even more so if you have no fucking idea what's going on. They are pinned in the media's channel of my Discord server, and they are on my Twitter if you scroll through all of my shitposting, which, by the way, recently... is not much shitposting, to be very honest. I'm kind of on a horny hiatus because a lot of really shitty things have happened and you guys need to pay attention to it. If you're listening to this way in the future, then that's probably weird for you to hear, but oh well. They're also on my Safer Work Audio Index, which is pinned in my Reddit profile and probably the easiest place to find it. I have uploaded and updated it since the last time I said that, which is good. Good on me. If you have a copy of this book, I strongly suggest that you get it and read along with me. I'm reading the Longfellow translation, and I don't have my glasses on, which is not ideal. And if you are just here to listen to me talk, then that's weird. I don't understand, but thank you. Okay, we are starting with Canto 25. This is the part of the audio where I very politely ask you to be very polite to me. Please treat this like you are a friend listening to a friend read to them, and not like an audiobook, because I'm gonna stumble over my words. This was originally written in Latin. There's a lot of names and locations that I don't know how to say, and I'm gonna be totally honest with you, I don't give enough of a shit to go find them and figure out how to pronounce them. It's been brought to my attention that I pronounced some things wrong, and I knew that already. I knew that for sure. But if you're looking for an audiobook style version of this, I suggest you Google it. I'm sure there's some man out there with very fluid and very sexy words that sound great and strung together, and I'm not that. I'm Willow, I'm a mess, and you knew what you signed up for. I don't know how long I'm going to read. The title is giving you the answer, but I am still in the current time, and you are in the future, so brace yourself. We are pretty close. I think we have, I checked last time and I can't remember this time. I think it's like 9 more cantos or something like that. 10? I don't know. I checked and now I can't remember. Anyway, The little blurb under this canto is a bunch of names, and I normally would read them to you. Fuck it, I'll try. Vanni Fauci's Punishment is the one section, and then it's just a bunch of names. So humor me here while I get through this. Agnello Brunelleschi, Busso Delgi Abadi, Busio Sicanto, Sifana di Donati, and then Guerico Cavalcanti. Sure. I'm just gonna fucking roll with whatever comes out of my mouth at that point, because honestly, what am I gonna do? Look it up? No. Okay. Here we fucking go. Get cozy. I have my glasses. I am comfortable in bed. I have something to drink. I will be drinking between cantos because my mouth will get dry. I suggest you do the same. All right. Here we go. At the conclusion of his words, the thief lifted his hands aloft with both the figs, crying, "Take that, God, for at thee I aim them." From that time forth, the serpents were my friends, for one entwined itself about his neck, and as if it said, "I will not, thou speak more." And round his arm another, and rebound him, clinching itself together so in front, that with them he could not a motion make. Pistoia, ah, Pistoia, why resolve not to burn thyself to ashes and so perish, since in ill-doing thou thy seed excellest? Through all the somber circles of this hell, spirit, I saw not against God so proud, not he who fell at Thebes down from the walls. He fled away, and spake no further word, and I beheld a centaur full of rage come crying out, "Where is he? Where is the scoffer? I do not think Maremma has so many serpents as he had all along his back. As far as where our countenance begins, upon the shoulders and just behind the nape, with wings wide open was a dragon lying, and he sets fire to all that he encounters." My master said, "That one is Cassius, who, beneath the rock upon Mount Aventine, created oftentimes a lake of blood. He goes not by the same road with his brothers, by reason of the fraudulent theft he made of the great herd, which he had near to him. Whereat his torturous actions ceased beneath the mace of Hercules, who, peradventure, gave him 100, and he felt not 10. While he was speaking thus, he had passed by, and spirits 3 had underneath us come, of which nor I aware was, nor my leader, until the time they shouted, "Who are you?" On which account our story made a halt, and then we were intent to them alone. I did not know them, but it came to pass, as it is wont to happen by some chance, that one to name the other was compelled, exclaiming, "Where can Cianfa have remained? Whence I, so that the leader might attend upward from chin to nose my finger laid?" If thou art, reader, slow now to believe what I shall say, it will no marvel be, for I who saw it hardly can admit it. As I was holding on them my brows, behold, a serpent with 6 feet darts forth in front of one, and fastens wholly on him. With middle feet it bound him to the parch, and with the forward one his arms it seized, then thrust his teeth through one cheek and the other. The hindermost it stretched upon its thighs, and put its tail through in between the two, and up behind along the reins outspread it. Ivy was never fastened by its barbs onto a tree so, as this horrible reptile upon the other's limbs entwined its own. Then they stuck close, as if of heated wax they had been made, and intermixed their color, nor one nor the other seemed now what he was. Even as proceedeth on before the flame, upward along the paper a brown color, which is not black as yet, and the white dies. The other two looked on. Each of them cried out, "O me, Agnello, how thou changest! Behold, thou now art neither two nor one." Already the two heads had become one, when there appeared to us two figures mingled into one face, wherein the two were lost. Of the four lists were fashioned the two arms, the thighs and legs, the belly and the chest members became that they were never seen. Every original aspect there was cancelled, two, and yet none did the perverted image appear, and such departed with slow pace. Even as a lizard, under the great scourge of days, canicular? Exchanging hedge. Lightning appeareth if the road it cross. Thus it appear, coming towards the bellies of the two others, a small fiery serpent, livid and black as is peppercorn. And in that part where it is first received our alignment, it one of them transfixed, then downward fell in front of him extended. And one transfixed look at it, but said not. Nay, rather with feet motionless he yawned, just as if sleep or fever had assailed him. He at the serpent gazed, and it at him. One through the wound, the other through the mouth, smoked violently, and the smoke commingled. Henceforth the silent Lucian, where he mentions wretched Sabellus and Nisidus, and wait to hear what now shall be shot forth. Be silent, Ovid, of Cadmus and Arethusa, for if him to a snake, her to fountain, converts he fabling, that I grudge him not, because two natures never front to front he has transmuted, so that both the forms to interchange their matter ready were. Together they responded in such wise that to a fork the serpent cleft his tail, and eke the wounded drew his feet together, the legs together with the thighs themselves adhered so, that in little time the juncture no sign wherever made that was apparent. He with the cloven tail assumed the figure that the other was losing, and his skin became elastic, and the other's hard. I saw the arms draw inward at the armpits, and both feet of the reptile, that were short, lengthen as much as those contracted were. Thereafter the hind feet together twisted, became the member that a man conceals, and of his own that wretch had too created. While both of them, the exaltation veils with a new color, and engenders hair on one of them, it delapates the other. The one uprose and down the other fell, through turning not away their impious lamps, underneath which each one his muzzle changed. He who was standing drew it towards the temples, and from the excess of matter which came thither issued the ears from out the hollow cheeks. What did not backwards run and was retained, of that excess made to the face a nose, and the lips thickened far as if, and the lips thickened as far as was befitting. He who lays prostrate thrust his muzzle forward, and backwards draw the ears into his head, in the same manner as a snail its horns. And so the tongue, which was an entire and apt for speech, is cleft, and the bi forked, and the other closes up, and the smoke ceases. The soul, which to a reptile had been changed, along the valley hissing takes to flight, and after him the other speaking sputters. And then he did turn upon him his new shoulders, and said to the other, I'll have Busso run, crawling as I have done along this road. And this way I beheld the seventh ballast shift and reshift, and here be my excuse, the novelty if aught my pen transgresses. And notwithstanding that mine eyes might be somewhat bewildered, and my mind dismayed, that they could not flee away so secretly, but that I plainly saw Prucius Ciancato, and he it was whose soul of the three companions, which came in the beginning, was not changed. The other was whom thou, Gavale, weepest. Okay, that's 25. Let me grab a drink, and then I will do probably 26 and 27, because that didn't take that long, but we'll see. We shall see. Fingers crossed for less names in this part. I should have gotten more to drink before I started this, but it's okay. I probably won't wait between cantos. All right. Canto 26, The Eighth Bulgia, Evil Counselors, Ulysses and Diomed, and then Ulysses' Last Voyage. All right. We're on page 190. It's fucking nuts, guys. Hefty. Why is this still in my ear? Rejoice, O Florence, since thou art so great, that over sea and land thou beatest thy wings, and throughout hell thy name is spread abroad. Among the thieves, five citizens of thine, like these I found, whence shame comes unto me, and thou thereby to great honor risest. But if, when morn is near, our dreams are true, feel shalt thou in a little time from now what Prato, if none other, craves for thee. And if it now were, it were not too soon. Would that it were, seeing it needs must be, for 'twill aggrieve me more than I age. That entire stanza is just like a circling of things that didn't make sense. Jesus Christ, okay. Sorry. We went our way, and up along the stairs the Bournes had made us to descend before, remounted my conductor and drew me, and following the solitary path along the rocks and ridges of the crag, the foot without the hand sped not at all. Then sorrowed I, and sorrow now again, when I direct my mind to what I saw, and more my genius curb when than I am wont, that it may not run unless virtue guides it, so that if some good star or better thing have given me good, I may myself not grudge it. As many as the hind who on the hill rests at the time when he who lights the world his countenance keeps least concealed from us, while as the fly gives place unto the seeth the glow warms down along the valley, perchance there where he ploughs and makes his vintage, with flames as manifold, resplendent all was the eighth Bulgia. As I grew aware, as soon as I was where the depths appeared, as such and such as he who with the bears avenged him, behold Elijah's chariot at departing. What time the steeds to heaven erect oppose, for with his eyes he could not follow it, so as to see aught else than flame alone, even as a little cloud ascending upward. Thus each along the gorge of the entrenchment was moving, for not one reveals the theft, and every flame a sinner seals away. I stood on the bridge uprisen to see, so that, if I had seized not on a rock, down I had fallen without being pushed. And the leader, who beheld me so intent, exclaimed, "Within the fires the spirits are, each swathes himself with that wherewith he burns." "My master," I replied, "by hearing thee I am more sure, but I surmised already it might be so, and already wish to ask thee, who is within that fire, which comes so cleft atop? It seems uprising from the pyre. Where was Etecheles with his brother placed?" He answered me, "Within there are the tormented Ulysses and Diomed, and thus together they unto vengeance run as unto wrath. And there within their flame they do lament the ambush of the horse, which made the door whence issued forth the Roman's gentle steed. Therein is wept the craft, for which being dead, Diadema still deplores Achilles, and pain for the Palladium there is born." "If they within those sparks possess the power to speak," I said, "thee, master, much I pray and repay, that the prayer be worth a thousand, that thou make no denial of awaiting until a horned flame shall hither come. Thou seest that with desire I lean towards it." And he to me, "Worthy is thy entreaty of much applause, and therefore I accept it. But take heed that thy tongue restrain itself. Leave me to speak, because I have conceived that which thou wishest. For they might disdain perchance, since they were Greeks, discourse of thine." When now the flame had come unto that point, where to my leader it seemed time and place, after this fashion I did hear him speak. "O ye who are twofold within one fire, if I deserve of you while I was living, if I deserve of you or much or little, when the world I wrote the lofty verses do not move on, but one of you declare whither, being lost, he went away to die." Then the antique flame, the greater horn, murmuring, began to wave itself about, even as a flame doth which the wind fatigues. Thereafterward, the summit to and fro, moving as if it were the tongue that spake, it uttered forth a voice and said, "When I from Circe had departed, who concealed me more than a year there near Getia, or ever yet Aeneas named it so, nor fondness for my son, nor reverence for my old father, nor the due affection which joyous should have made Penelope, could overcome within me the desire I had to be experienced of the world, and of the vice and virtue of mankind. But I put forth on the high open sea with one sole ship, that the small company by which I never had deserted been. Both of the shores I saw as far as Spain, far as Morocco, and the Isles of Sardes, and the others which that sea bathes round about. And I, my company, were old and slow, when in that narrow passage we arrived, where Hercules, his landmarks set as signals, that man no further onward should adventure. On the right hand behind me I left Seville, and on the other I had already left Ceuta? O brothers who admit 100,000 perils," I said, "have come unto the west to this inconsiderable vigil, which is remaining of your senses still, but ye be unwilling to deny the knowledge, following the sun of the unpeopled world. Consider ye the seed from which ye sprang. Ye were not made to live like unto brutes, but for pursuit of virtue and of knowledge." So eager did I render my companions with this brief exhortation for the voyage, that then I hardly could have held them back. And having turned our stern unto the morning, we of the oars made wings for our mad flight, evermore gaining on the labored side. Already all the stars of the people... I'm just going to start the sentence again. Already all the stars of the people the night behold. Jesus Christ. That was English. Okay. And are so very low it did not rise above the ocean floor. Five times were kindled, and as many quenched had been the splendor underneath the moon. Since we had entered into this deep pass, when there appeared to us a mountain, dim from the distance, and it seemed to me so high as if I had never any one beheld. Joyful we were, and soon it turned to weeping, for out of the new land a whirlwind rose, and smote upon the forepart of the ship. Three times it made her whirl with all of the waters. At the fourth time it made the stern uplift, and the prow go downward, as pleased another, until the sea above us closed again. I'm just gonna fucking speed into 27, because this one looks pretty short, and then I'll be done. And then we'll be really fucking close to finished. Alright. This says Giotto da Montefeltro, and then his deception by Pope Boniface the VIII. Figuring out Roman numerals as we speak. Already was the flame erect and quiet, to speak no more, and now departed from us with the permission of the gentle poet, when yet another, which behind it came, caused us to turn our eyes upon its top by a confused sound that issued from it, as the Sicilian bull that bellowed first with the lament from him, and that was right who with this file had modulated it, bellowed so with the voice of the afflicted that, notwithstanding it was made of brass, still it appeared with agony transfixed. Thus, by not having any way or issue at first from the fire, its own language converted were the melancholy words. But afterward, when they had gathered way up through the point, giving all the vibration the tongue had given them in their passage out, we heard it said, O thou, at whom I aim my voice, and who but now was speaking Lombard, saying, Now go thy way, no more I urge thee, because I come perchance a little late, to stay and speak with me, let it not irk thee. Thou seest it irks me not, and I am burning. If thou but lately into this blind world hast fallen down from that sweet Latian land, wherefrom I bring the whole of my transgression, say, if the Romagnols have peace or war, for I was from the mountains there between Urbino and the yoke whence Tiber bursts. I was still downward bent and listening, when my conductor touched me on the side, saying, Speak thou, this one elation is. And I, who had beforehand my reply in readiness, forthwith began to speak. O soul, that down below there are concealed. Romagna, thine is not, and never has been, without war in the bosom of its tyrants. But open war I none have left there now. Ravenna stands as it long years has stood, the eagle of Polenta. There is brooding, so that she covers Servia with her vans. The city which won made the long resistance, and of the French sanguinary heap, beneath the green paws finds itself again. Verruccio's ancient mastiff and the new, who had made such bad disposal of Montagna? Sure, I'm sure that G is not supposed to be pronounced like that. Where they are wont make wimbles of their teeth. The cities of Limone and Saturno governs where Lionel of the White Lyre, who changes sides twixt summertime and winter, and that of which Savio bathes the flank, even as it lies between the plain and mountain, lives between tyranny and a free state. Now I entreat thee, tell us who thou art. Be not more stubborn than the rest have been, so may thy name hold front there in the world. Excuse me.
After the fire, a little more had roared, in its own fashion. The sharp point it moved, this way and that, and then gave forth such breath. If I believed that my reply were made to one who the world would ever return, this flame without more flickering would stand still. But inasmuch as never from the depths did anyone return, if I hear true, without the fear of infamy, I answer. I was a man of arms, the cordelier? Believing thus, begirt to make amends, and truly my belief had been fulfilled. But for the high priest, whom may ill betide, who put me back into my former sins, and how and wherefore I will have thee here, while I was still the form of bone and pulp my mother gave to me. The deeds I did were not those of a lion, but a fox. The machinations and the covert ways I knew them all, and practiced so their craft that to the ends of the earth the sound went forth. When now unto that portion of mine age I saw myself arrived, when each one ought to lower the sails and coil away the ropes, that which beforehand had pleased me, then displeased me. The penitent and confessing I surrendered. Ah, woe is me, and it would have bestead me. The leader of the modern Pharisees, having a war near unto Lateran, and not Saracens nor with the Jews. For each one of his enemies was Christian, and none of them had been to conquer Acre, nor merchandising the Sultan's land, nor the high office, nor the sacred orders in him regarded, nor in me that cord which used to make those grit with it more meager. But even as Constantine sought out Sylvester to cure his leprosy within Socrates, so is one sought me out as an adept to cure him of the fever of his pride. Counsel he asked of me, but I was silent, because his words appeared inebriate. And then he said, "Be not thy heart afraid. Henceforth I thee absolve, and thou instruct me how to raise Palestrina to the ground. Heaven have I power to lock and unlock, as thou doth, therefore the keys are too, which my predecessor held not dear." Then urged me on his weighty arguments, where my silence was the worst advice, and I said, "Father, since thou washest me of that sin unto which I now must fall, the promise long with the fulfillment short will make thee triumph in thy lofty seat. Francis came forward when I was dead for me, but one of the black cherubim said to him, 'Take him not, do me no wrong. He must come down among my servitors, because he gave the fraudulent advice from which time forth I have been at his hair. For who repents not cannot be absolved, nor can one both repent and will at once, because of the contradiction which consents not. Oh, miserable me, how did I shudder when he seized on me, saying, Peradventure, thou didst not think that I was a logician. He bore me into Minos, who entwined 8 times his tail about his stubborn back, and after he had bitten in a great rage, said, "Of the thievish fire a culprit this, wherefore, here where thou seest, am I lost, and vested thus is going, I bemoan me." When it had thus completed its recital, the flame departed, uttering lamentations, writhing and flapping its sharp pointed horn. Onward we passed, both I and my conductor, upward over the crag and above another arch, which the moat covers, where is paid the fee by those who, sowing discord, win their burden. We did it. We made it to 202 in Canto 8. That was a good ending. A good place to stop. Also, I'm seeing a lot of words in Latin in this next one, and I just want to be done with that for tonight. Okay, angels, as always, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night. Take care of yourselves, and I love you very much.